Yes, sir. What is your name, sir?
Oh, that's my fault.
Hello, sir. What is your name?
Carlos Rivera.
Mr. Rivera, let's see. Who's going to do with who I'm doing this morning? Do I have you? No.
Yeah, I have you. Okay.
Mr. Rivera. Good morning, sir. You are appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for your revocation hearing regarding the two allegations on your warrant. And based on the information that we have, can you still hear me, sir?
Yes, sir, I can.
Okay, I just want to make sure because I have to get hooked up with this microphone. Okay, based on the information that we have, you were notified of this hearing back on April the 20th of this year. Do you remember that notification, sir?
Yes, sir.
And it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. We don't see one in the room today. Therefore, may I assume that you're going to represent yourself this morning, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are all five board members present this morning. And to my left, your right, that is the Honorable Mr. Louis Gowanis. To my immediate left, your right, that's the Honorable Mr. David Neal. On the other side of me is the Honorable Ms. Neal Rittenhouse, and on the other side of her is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. My name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your panel chair. And we also have in the room with us today the gentleman that you should be able to see there if I hit the right button, and that is Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer of today. Okay, Mr. Rivera and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God, or do you so affirm?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Thank you. As indicated, Mr. Rivera, you have two allegations on your warrant. I'm going to read both of them, each one of them separate, and please tell me whether it's true or false. The first one reads that you are in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 12A. As demonstrated by your failure to report to the Pima Reentry Center located at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Phoenix, Tucson, Arizona, on or about March 14, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. And the next one reads that you have violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 5973 Watt Canyon Road in Clifton, Arizona, on or about March 15, 2018, without the prior approval, you assigned the parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus you was under surrender from supervision. Sir, is that one true or false?
True, sir.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Rivera, I move upon that he violated terms and conditions of the supervision, that he was the delinquent that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kowalis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going into phase two of your hearing, which is very important because here the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. We begin phase two by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we get that, then we're going to come back and talk with you, sir. So at this time, remain quiet and we're going to receive some background information. Mr. Westby, would you be kind enough, sir?
Yes, sir. On November 20th, 2017, Mr. Rivera was released from ABC. He was arrested March 28th, 2018 by the Pinal County Sheriff's Office, no new charges. He was back in DOC custody March 30th, 2018 with an adjusted CCD of June 30th, 2018, 13 abscond days. Current conviction, 2016, trafficking in stolen property, 2.5 years. Prior convictions, 2014, burglary, 3rd degree, 2 years. 2014, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. This is his second term in DOC. CUIR score, 2-3. Mental health score, 1. Substance abuse score, 2. There's no gang information noted. Prior term of supervision, 2015. Transition release of absconder, 26 days. Administratively revoked. Disciplinary violations have been minimal with drugs noted. All arrests on record show that charges were either not filed or dismissed. This community risk score is a G3B3.
Thank you so much, Mr. Westby. And, sir, based on the information we have, when you were released, you were to stay with your mother, how long did you reside at your mother's residence, sir?
I'm not exactly sure, sir. I ended up moving with my kids and my girlfriend, and I ended up getting a job in Lincoln, Arizona. And
Did you get approval from your parole officer to move in with your family, sir?
Yes, sir. I had a temporary from my parole officer in Sacramento. He sent me a temporary thing to move over there, and the PO from Florence never got a hold of me, so I went back to the PO in Sacramento and told him that. And so just the PO in Florence never got a hold of me when he was supposed to.
So that's why you were your case that you were denied, I think, because of that, and that's how you ended up with the 13 days of time, I don't know what you believe. So,
I
ended up turning
myself in,
sir. Oh, you ended
up turning
yourself in to the sheriff?
Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir, I did.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Well, we commend you for doing that. So, what you ready just to get your time served so that you can be free to move forward and go the way you want to go? Is that one reason you turn yourself in, sir?
Yes, sir. I mean, I have a drug problem and I need help, I just, when they told me to go to rehab, I was in the use of drugs, so my mind wasn't right, so I just didn't go, but I wish I could have went instead because I do need help.
What kind of drugs were you on, sir?
I was using methamphetamine and marijuana, sir.
Oh, okay. How long have you been using the 2 M's?
For a long time, sir, since I can remember.
Oh, okay. And have you had any counseling or whatsoever, or NA or AA, had any at all? Over the years, sir? I know you're still young, but have you had any whatsoever, sir?
No, sir, I haven't. I haven't, sir. I just want to say, too, when I had a job, and my first job when I was busy, when I was working, and I started using inside the mining area where I was working, and so they kind of messed me up with it. While I was working, I was offered it, and it messed me up with it, I was trying to stay home and stay sober, but I got operated during my job, and it just messed me up from there.
Yeah, doing that kind of work, you don't want to be too high, so you end up blaming yourself or some of the people that's working with you. But whether this board decides to let you out now or next month, what are your plans? What are your plans for the future, sir?
Honestly, as soon as I get out, I want to get help. Because I know I won't be able to do it on my own, because I do have a really bad drug problem. So I just want to try and get out first and then see what happens from there.
Are you working with your CO3 or anyone to help you to get some assistance when you get out just while you're incarcerated? Are you working with anyone whatsoever at this time, sir?
No, sir. I haven't done any of that yet.
Okay. Well, if you don't get out today, I hope that you will start working on it, because you're going to have to make up your own mind. And once you make up your own mind, you can do it, because you're a young person and you seem to be very intelligent. And so we want you to do it, because we just don't want to, as much as we like to see you, we just don't want to see you in arms, sir. That's just not that's not good for you or good for the citizens of Arizona. So I think you mentioned that you had, some kids, sir, or did I mishear you on that one?
Yes, sir, I have 2 daughters.
Oh, okay. About how old were your daughters, sir?
6 and 3 years old.
Okay, and you got to be a good father for them. So you have a reason to really get started immediately so that you will stay off of drugs, sir. Okay, at this time, sir, I'm going to move to other board members who might have some questions for you. Board members, any questions? Okay, I don't see any questions, sir. At this time, this is your hearing. I want to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion and make its decision for today. We ask that you not repeat yourself, but anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
Yes, sir. I just want to say, I wish I could have another opportunity to go to rehab, because I don't really you did as much as I can, because I really do need it and stuff, you know, and I really think these crazy things happened here, but I just want to say I'm sorry and stuff, and I want to better my life, and say thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. And we're going to ask that you remain on the phone so that you can listen to what the board members will be saying, because in Arizona we operate on the open meeting law. Therefore, you can hear everything that we say. So now the board is in discussion. This is a very interesting young man. I think that he can have a great future before him. If he can just find a way to get off of it and stay off of drugs. I know he has the two M's at the moment, marijuana and methamphetamine. However, he only has about 6 weeks of, you know, if he had a long time, I would be willing to see if we could find something, but I'm not sure that the Department of Corrections could find anything that would be useful just for about 6 weeks. And with that being said, I would, as one board member, I'm not in favor of releasing him at this time, but I'm prepared to listen to other board members at this time.
Okay.
So, therefore, I'm going to offer a motion to find that Mr. Rivera violated terms and conditions of supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had lapsed into criminal ways through the use of illegal substances, marijuana and methamphetamine, as well as he was suspended for some 13 days. I call the move to revoke his community supervision based upon the same.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, C.T. Wright, seconded by the Honorable Mr. Neal, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Johnson, the Honorable Mr. Corrales, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse. Sir, the board has revoked your community supervision. That don't mean that we don't like you and that we don't appreciate you, but you only have 6 weeks before you will be eligible to be out unless something else comes out. But during that 6 week period, sir, I would recommend very strongly, you don't have to do it, but I recommend very strongly that you work with that CO3 to come up with a program that will be waiting for you when you get on the outside on you get out in March, you get out, June, so on June the 30th, so that when you get out on June the 30th, sir, so that you'll be ready to go into a program and be successful and do employment and set a good example for your daughters and the rest of your family. Sir, this will end your hearing. Thank you so very much. And see if the CLC is available so that you can put it back on the form, sir.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.